G'day, Brett Mac.
G'day, PT.
Nothing like flying by the seat of your fryer pants.
Situation normal on the big show, I'd suggest.
By the way, let me just take my headphones off. It's official.
What?
Summer's over.
Oh, have you got your long pants on? Thank God those
the jeans are on.
Opaque, white, hairy legs of yours are away.
I've got my long socks on, and I came oh so close to pulling out of the cupboard this morning.
Yeah.
That's how close I came. I went for the thin jacket,
right,
holding on to the summer thoughts,
mm-hmm,
but I think they're gone.
It's amazing over. How quickly things change, isn't it? You know, riding my bike into the studio, wasn't that long ago, I could actually do it some mornings in shorts and T-shirt.
Mm.
And now, as you say, the Kathmandu's well and truly
front and
center.
So you're still on the bike?
Not today, but I have been this week.
I know. Yeah. I know you have. But that is also about to head out the window, I think, as we get closer to winter, I should say. Much on for the weekend?
This weekend, what do we got planned? No, not a whole lot, PT.
I've teed up some visitors to pop round and see you, Brett Mac.
Who's that?
some members of CAFS popping over to your place. I'm not sure whether it's going to be Saturday or Sunday.
Right.
Certainly won't be Monday because we'll all be at services.
Of course. Yeah, it's the long weekend, Anzac Day.
Yeah.
I'll be at the Dawn service on Monday.
We'll be paying our respects to those who have gone before us. But, I think, Child and Family Services will be knocking on your door some stage over the weekend,
mm-hmm,
Brett Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Not to take your children away.
that's a shame. Please take them.
Found by CAFS is a retro / designer / vintage space which has opened up on Lydiard Street, and they're in demand of vintage clothes, so they're going to raid your wardrobe, mate.
Want some flannel from the 1970s? I got it.
Some Levi flared jeans?
Yeah, no worries.
Those ones that had your nuts tucked up inside your guts, as I used to say back then.
As you still say now.
Did anyone ever coin that phrase except for me?
I think that was just a you thing.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Mm.
Knock, knock.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. McDonald.
Do you remember the old skin-tight Fabergé jeans?
I do, because I used to have a pair.
Weren't they horrifying?
My mum, and we struggled back in the day. Don't you worry about that. Still struggle now. I mean, you know, look at the price of food and petrol at the moment.
Exactly.
My mum worked diligently for us kids because Dad took off quite early in the piece, and she had an account at Max Menswear.
Max Menswear.
High Street in Maryborough.
Maryborough, righto.
And I couldn't go there, every week, but every now and then I was allowed to go in there and get a shirt or two. And I used to get the cowboy shirts with the stud buttons.
I remember those.
Remember those?
Yeah.
And they had the silver lines through them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Very
so I get
fancy.
Them. And my Fabergé flared jeans, which tucked your nuts up inside your guts.
Mum used to try and save some money with us kids as well. So what she'd do, you know, skin tight Fabergé jeans was what you needed to be one of the cool kids.
Oh yeah,
she'd buy me ones a couple of sizes too big, so I'd grow into them. So I had these baggy skin tight jeans, if that is possible.
So yours were hanging around your knees.
Yeah. The man, the ladies love to laugh.
Oh, the memories, Brett Mac, and thank you for sharing. No wonder we call it Fry-yay.
Exactly.